Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is Reverend Adam Lee. As normal, we are going to be joined by our co-host, Lolita from the chat room, and Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. And we may even have our special guest co-host on today under the name Metamorphosis. All right, guys. Well, we're going to have a great show today. Just kick back, relax while we're waiting on our callers to come in to today's show and our other two co-hosts. We're going to be listening to a little music from the One Miss CD. But first, hello, Lolita. How you doing today, girl? All right. Hello. All right, well, we're going to be listening to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. And let's see, here's Lolita. Hello, Lolita.
Hey, Adam. What's going on?
Not much, Lo. How you doing?
I am sitting here chilling. I have white light, incense, and sage burning, and it's all good.
Awesome. All right, well, for those of you that want to call in to today's show, our phone number for the call-in is 619-789-6807. And once more, we will be taking callers today with questions on various topics within their lives. Once more, we are only doing one question per caller, depending upon the size of the queue at the moment. And we're listening to some... Yes.
I think you got kicked off, so I don't see you on there. I just want to make sure you know.
On the chat room?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Do you see me now?
No.
All right, I'm refreshing my browser for the switchboard here. A little bit of technical issues the past two times. But we're trying to get all the bugs
worked out. I don't know,
but
we got one more. Tomorrow's the last day. Yay.
Yay. Retrograde.
The retrograde. Go home. I'm
all
so
right.
Tired of that transit.
All right. Now do you see me in the chat room?
Yes, I see you, my friend.
Awesome. All right. Well, while we are waiting for our other two co-hosts to come in, we're going to be listening to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. We're listening now to track. I'm sorry?
Can you play Shriram?
Shriram?
Shriram.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, that's actually the one that I was going to play. Track one,
really good.
Entitled Shriram, can now be found at Zarina1.com. Once more, this can be found at Zarina1.com. Spelled Zarina1.com. All right. Well, we are now going to be joined by our special co-host tonight under the name Metamorphosis. Hello, Metamorphosis. How are you doing today?
How are you, Reverend Adam? I'm doing great. And how are you doing? And Lolita, how is she doing?
I am doing good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And
is Pooja in the room
wonderful.
Yet?
Thank you. No, Pooja is not with us yet. We are in the midst of trying to find out where she is. Sometimes the commute is a little bit of a struggle for her.
Yeah, I can hear it. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting evening. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to it myself. Well, we are still waiting on callers to call in here, which is kind of a start, but we're in the last couple of days here of retrograde, so, it is what it is.
It's kind of weird how a lot of shows are actually slowing down.
All right. Well, it does.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of issues with my computer and my phone. It seems like it's a good test for my patient. It's a lesson that I need to learn. So, in a way, it's given me a lot of practice on practicing my patience.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, I see that we just had a caller drop out of the queue. They came in for a brief period of time. So, if anyone wants to call in, we are taking callers with a single question on any topic in their life today, and if our queue is not too large, we'll let a few more extra per caller slide. Our call-in number for the show is 619-789-6807. Now, to touch bases on what Metamorphosis was saying, I've been hearing about a lot of people during this Mercury retrograde, even a little bit beforehand, start to have problems with their computers and technology.
A lot of my friends also, they've been sharing their comments about it, and there's not really much you can do. It's just go with it, be in the moment, stay with it, and it'll pass. That'll be it. You really can't do much more about it.
Oh yeah, you're so right. You just have to go with it, and you have to learn from it and progress forward. So we were just listening to track one from the Oneness CD entitled Shri Ram. And during listening to the music, in the music, one of the verses is, take it on. And I think, you know what, we do need to take it on. We need to take on all the struggles, all of the challenges during the Mercury retrograde in order to learn from them, to experience whatever it is that Mercury retrograde is trying to teach us to have patience with and to look at.
Yes, I'm in agreement with that, absolutely. It also is a lesson in control. I mean, we like to think that we're in control of what's going on around us, but, that's only an illusion, control. Mm-hmm. We really don't have the control we think. So, what do? You just go with the flow.
Yeah.
And I know for myself, when I surrender to that, new doors open for me, and things start to flow a lot easier for me when I surrender to the idea of not having the control I think I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that we all want to have that sense of control, and what we don't realize is that we have control. It's just not about the things that are around us or what's going on around us. Our control lies in how we act and react to the things that happen around us.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's an important
part of being in the knowing.
Yes.
I think that's true. I think that, if we try to, I definitely agree with the fact of trying to control the situation. We all want to know what is going to go 10 steps ahead. But if you really believe and you truly do surrender, it actually does come to fruition. Right, Adam?
Oh, yes.
Adam has really taught me to surrender. Metamorphosis, it's unbelievable on results that I'm getting in my life. When you truly, I remember calling Adam in the beginning of the year and just calling. And, he really taught me that you got to surrender. If you don't surrender, it's not going to It's like choking the universe. And you just got to let it go. Just put it out there, you know. And I just got some good results, so it's coming. But it's a true statement. I really believe in that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a firm believer of that, so I can certainly relate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, we're in this world, and a lot of us realize that we want that control, that we
right.
get so frustrated sometimes. We want to force things to happen or force the way that people act and react, and we really don't have that ability. We have the ability of our own free will, just as anybody else in this world. And when we surrender everything that we're holding on to, then everything that we want will flow into our lives. And I really feel that, you know, sometimes if we hold on too tightly, we're going to end up smothering it, like you said. We're going to end up, you know, taking away from ourselves the very thing that we're trying to create. And when we try and gain that full control is when we're doing that out of fear. We have to release that fear, because when we do, that's when everything else comes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very, very important point that you just made. And the word, the very important word that you just mentioned is fear. And I think that that tends to sabotage a lot of the possibilities of greatness
yeah.
that can come to us because of that word fear. And maybe you would like to say more about it, Adam, because I think that's a very good point. You know, when you talk about fear, where does it come from? Why is it there?
Mm-hmm.
And why do we allow ourselves
okay.
to fall into that pit of fear?
Oh, yes. Well, I see that we have our next caller. We'll be bringing you on momentarily. Yeah, you know what? I think we allow ourselves sometimes subconsciously or consciously to fall in the realm of fear, because it's a protective mechanism that we try and use to protect ourselves from getting hurt. A lot of us end up with the psychosis from a childhood. A lot of us end up with just all sorts of situations unfolding in our lives that makes us fall into the realm of fear.
Yes, I'm with you on that, and I know that, you know, when we're born as infants, that's not something we come out with. That's something that's
no.
taught or learned from things that
yeah.
have happened around us or situations that happened around us. But for me, fear was a big thing in my life, and it really held me back. A lot of things. But, you know, let's go to the caller maybe and
yeah.
you know, we can pick up on fear later on in the program.
Yes, of course. Our first caller for today is under the area code 704. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, how you doing?
And we're doing great tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. This is
Jeff. You're not vacating Carolinas?
I am.
okay, nice.
No, from Salisbury, North Carolina.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, how may we help you?
Well, I've gone through, I guess, a lot of changes in the past year. And mm-hmm. some of them have been pretty good. I left a relationship that I was in previously, and I kind of met someone new that I think is a good thing. But my question is, I still feel kind of stuck as far as kind of moving forward. And
mm-hmm.
I want to know, is that going to kind of progress kind of soon, hopefully?
You mean this relationship that you're now in? This new opportunity.
Well, relationship and, I guess, new opportunities also as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do actually feel it progressing for you, but I, as new as it is, I still feel like someone's withdrawn between this, either them or you.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I really feel like as this is very new right now, it does have room to progress. Mm-hmm. I do see a interest on the other individual's part. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling like they have this this anxiety, though, in a sense. It's like you're two peas in a pod right now. You both have been hurt. You both, I believe, have come out of recent situations.
Yeah.
I feel that the both of you need to take it a little slow, but enjoy each other's company and allow it to progress as it's going to progress. Because this is what will guarantee the most success from it.
Okay. Yes, that's pretty true. We're both, I was actually in a long-term relationship, and so was the other person as well. So that's pretty true. But when I met this person, it was kind of like I just instantly connected with them, and I had never have felt that connection with anybody else before, even with the person I was in my previous relationship with. So.
I can understand that, and you know. And just like I said, take it one step at a time and allow it to progress as it's going to progress. Just don't go too fast because I do feel that there is a strong connection there. There is a spiritual connection. The reason it was brought through to begin with is because I feel somehow this was divinely guided as the next step for the both of you. But I feel that... as quickly as it came in, it does need to be handled with caution. But also, you know, I wouldn't put any restraints or expectations on it as of right now. I would just let it flow and know that I see positive things happening from it.
Okay.
Hey, Metamorphosis, can I speak before you go?
Go right ahead, sure.
What was your name, hon?
I'm Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. I have a quick question for you. Let me ask you a question. Would you date yourself right now?
I'm sorry.
Would you date yourself right now?
Would I date myself right now? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what I'm saying to you is that, you know, while you're going through this, Adam offers a very good spiritual counseling program, by the way, and it's like only $31 for a month.
Okay.
And you go through a week-to-week guided stuff, and you actually have homework to do. And when I asked that question to you in the beginning, it's because you really have to look at yourself. Yes, we all don't sometimes get the great – sometimes we don't get connections like we do with everyone. We meet that one person. But that question you really need to take – to heart, will you date yourself? Because you're meeting people that are on the same level. So what will happen is, as you're going with this relationship, and from this day forward, make it a point never to ask that question to anyone and to work with yourself and work with somebody that can help you go through a little bit of a transition. Even while you're, you know, dating this young lady, you don't know where it's going to happen. The unknown is good. Trust me on that. The unknown is good.
Right.
I would really suggest you calling Adam and taking advantage of some work that can be given to you that he is wonderful at. I've done it, and guess what? It makes you open up some doors and actually makes you close some doors. So why not go through the next life, next step in your life, whether it be with career, a loved one, family, when you have a clear slate? Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. That makes a lot of
sense. And you got to do some homework. And no matter if you got a great connection or not, you got to close that chapter. And I bet you haven't closed that old chapter. You got to close it. I mean, with
I am sensing that there's still some cellular memories here that he needs to go through, and he needs to make peace with in order to progress.
Right. And you know, go check out the website, and you've got some really reasonable deals. I'm not here to try to sell you. But it seems like you're a person that will actually do your homework. And we only want people that are going to do their homework, okay? I'm going to be really real with you. If you don't, no. You got to do your homework. You got to come to the truth.
Yeah, and the homework's not that hard either.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't. It's just putting your ego to the side and really...
basically affirmations, and they're very custom made for the individual being counseled at that time.
Right.
It's numerous different types of homework, but they're very fun to do. And you will notice a lot of improvement using the homework and the schedule.
And I guarantee you will shift spiritually, okay? You will guarantee, you will definitely shift, but you must do your work. And it's all about facing your feelings, which we don't like to do. It's like taking a medicine and not realizing what the underlying problem is. So don't go into your next relationship and triggering the same pattern. That's all I wanted to say to you, hon. So I wish you all the best, and I'm going to pass it on to Metamorphosis, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you please say your name, Faye?
This is Jeff.
Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jeff, and the question is, you're in a new relationship now, and you're questioning the relationship on how it's going to go. Is that it?
Well, it's just kind of the beginning stages of a relationship.
Okay. All right. Jeff, here's what I see in the cards as I opened the cards up and you were talking. There's a couple of things that I want to say what the cards are saying. Now, there's something going on in the sacral chakra. Now, let me explain what that is. The sacral chakra is the chakra of sexuality, and it has the chakra of birth and life. But it basically vibrates around sexuality. Now, it's really important for you to understand that sometimes, sex can get in the way of a relationship, when it's all about sex and it doesn't go much further than that. And that's something that is coming up in the reading about something about some sort of sexual issues going on. And it's something that you may want to, look into or maybe even call Adam or myself to talk more about it privately. But it's very strong in your reading. Now, also, there has been things taken from you in the past. Now, when I say things taken from you, it doesn't necessarily mean on a material level. It could be on an energetic level. Energy, you may have put too much into a relationship or given so much of yourself that you've depleted so much of your own energy because you haven't allowed it to come back to you. Does any of this make sense? Okay. Now, the other thing is this. The other thing is this. In your reading, there's also, be careful. Don't fall into the trap of judgment. In other words, sometimes, when we're hurt in the past, whether it's in our childhood or in our relationships, we tend to become very judgmental of people around us and very judgmental of what they say or how they react. And it's very strong in your reading. Now, do you find yourself going into that place from time to time of judgment?
I do.
You do?
Yes,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's the thing with judgment. When we judge other people, it's because we're judging ourselves. And when you become comfortable within yourself, you're not passing judgment on yourself anymore. It's so easy, for us to naturally pass judgment on others because what that does, it makes us, I've done it, I know it, and it makes us look better than the other person. When you remove yourself from that place of judgment, and you just allow yourself to be in a place, in a space of, I'll use the word neutral for a lack of a better word, just be, you're going to find you're going to allow so many doors to open, and a whole new level of relationships will come into your life because you have created a higher vibration of relationship for yourself. And it's really important. Now, do you find are you very judgmental of yourself?
I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Yes, and that's something that's really, really important for you to look into. Why, that started someplace, and in the cards it's showing something about childhood. Something started at a very young age for you where you placed this judgment or maybe tried to prove yourself or tried to want to be accepted. It's that'll all happen when you first accept yourself. It's very, very strong in your reading here. I hope it makes sense to you what I'm saying to you. And take my information and really work with it, because it's for your betterment. You will allow yourself. Right now, what I'm seeing in the cards, there's almost like a you can close yourself down to wonderful opportunities and wonderful relationships. Does any of this make sense to you?
That makes sense. And that's what I'm trying to avoid.
What are you trying to avoid?
Like you said, closing myself down to any relationship or anything good that might come into my life.
Right. And the reason why that would happen is because you are passing so much judgment on yourself, and you know, sometimes we're not even aware we're doing it. But it's very, 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 very strong in your reading. And also, again, that the something about sexuality, you know, I don't know exactly, and I don't want to go too deep into it on public radio, but there's something going on with sexuality and maybe even identity or something like that. Now, does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. It does.
It does. It makes
sense.
Okay. And I'm not going to say any more than that. I would suggest that if you want to go further with this, because it is somewhat of a deep reading, you may want to call Adam or myself so that we can go over it. I mean, Adam and I do talk after the show, and we can share what we felt with this particular reading. But it's a lot deeper than just, you know, is this relationship going to work? You know, I mean, that's, you know, there's a lot going on here, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right,
okay?
I understand. I understand.
Well, I hope it's been helpful to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
Yes, thank you.
Do you have any questions before we go?
No. Like I said, it all makes sense, what everyone's saying. But thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye now.
Good night. Okay. Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Well, what a great caller for today.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking a little bit about fear, you know, I think this caller really does need to let go of his fear of pushing everything away, too. He just needs to completely surrender to being in the knowing, being in the universe, you know, allowing what needs to take place to take place. But very spiritually intelligent human being, really out there, you know, in the mind. And I think he's very open-minded. Just needs a wee bit of guidance, that's all. Just like some of us and most of us in the world.
Yeah.
It's interesting because that guidance that we all need at different stages or phases of our life, it has to be, we have to go back to it, you know, and that's how we grow, you know, through the guidance of people who have been there maybe or have experienced the things that we're first going through. So, yeah, it's important to have that guidance.
I understand that. All right, guys. Well, we are hosting the show here right now, and we have about 54 minutes left with a very dead switchboard today.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. Seriously. I think we got the one caller we were meant to get today. Yeah, but it happens that way, you know, Mercury retrograde. So what we're going to go ahead and do right now is just announce that anybody listening and tuning in that would like to call, the phone number is 619-789-6807. And you might need to press 1 in order to come onto the queue. Some people say they do, some people say they don't. But we are, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, Puja Desai, and Metamorphosis. I'm sorry, Lolita. I'm reading your posting to me on the chat room, Lolita, and it made me say Puja.
No, no, you're fine.
No, you guys are
I'm just so surprised.
Lolita here. Yeah.
I'm just so surprised it's so dead. Because
no, I'm Mercury retrograde.
I don't know.
Well, you know, it happens. That happens, you know, and it's okay. It's just okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a concern with the hurricane that some people are talking about. You know, they may be more concerned with that. You know.
And even the earthquake that had happened. So,
my dad's
house shook. I was
talking
to a friend of mine. Your dad's house shook. Another person we know in Maryland.
Yeah. And then my mom fell down in Philly.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Did you feel it too, Metamorphosis?
No, I didn't. I almost feel like I was deprived. I didn't feel it at all.
Wait, don't say that because...
I jumped right over you.
That's over me. I don't know what that's all about. But, yeah. I know my daughter felt it. She was on the beach and she... felt the tremor in New York City, and boy, she ran off that beach. She thought it was going to be like a tsunami or something, but no, I didn't feel it.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, you know, to get back onto the subject of fear and how one really comes into that realm of fear or, you know, basically drops into that portion of it. Like I was saying, situations, childhood, there's a numerous amounts of reasoning to why someone psychologically would fall into the realm of fear, but it always has the same basic principle behind it, that fear kicks in, or we kick it in, to protect ourselves from getting hurt emotionally, physically, whatever the case might be. What would your way of putting it, Metamorphosis, be?
Well, that, you know, it's interesting because, again, I had to deal with a lot of fear in my life and insecurities, and I just, I think for me it was learned as a very young a child. I mean, I had a mother who was very fearful. I mean, everything was, you know, it was like gloom and doom and don't do this and don't do that and you know, what are people going to think and what are people going to say? Oh, you shouldn't do that, you know. So it created this level of fear in me. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Am I saying it right? Am I saying it wrong? And that just grew, you know. Now, so, you know, the thing is, when we're children and we don't have the opportunity at that age, at a very young age for us, to have comparisons, you know. So we take what our parents may say to us, but it becomes almost like our identity on what they say to us at a very young age. And the thing is, it may not be anything of what we're imagining it to be in our head. For example, my mother could have said something very innocently, you know, and I took it and blew it up as I grew older and made it my identity, and it followed me around. And until I realized that, you know, that may not have been what she meant. It's only how I processed it in my own head as a child. And when I started to understand that, I noticed that the fear was becoming less because it wasn't true. It was how I processed it, how I saw myself, not necessarily what my mother said. So and it's really important sometimes with very young children what you say to them, how you say to them, because their young minds have not had the exposure or the experience to really compare and go back and forth with the words you're using. And it can leave very deep scars into their subconscious because they don't really know what it really meant. I had a friend of mine come here one day with her very young son, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old, and he was attracted to this to a brass elephant that I have in my living room. And I could see him glow, and the energy, he was running towards this elephant, and he just wanted to touch the elephant, and his mother, you know, screamed because she was afraid that he would get hurt. So she yelled, don't run, don't go to that elephant, don't, and he froze in his tracks. Now, I understood what she was saying. Of course, she didn't want him to run and hit into the elephant. But how did he process that? Because it's the emotion that actually drives us to do, you know, to respond or to react. So in his young mind, what was he really hearing? He wasn't hearing so much his mother's concern that he may fall and get hurt or hit into the elephant with his head. He wasn't hearing that. All he heard was, don't run to the elephant. Now, sometimes, you know, a child can process that it could become afraid of animals, could be afraid of running, could be afraid of going forward in their life because of a simple reaction like that. And how he processes it, we don't know. All we know is that he froze in his place. All the excitement that was around him to run to that elephant stopped immediately.
Went away.
Mm-hmm. And how now is that going to carry through? It may not, but it also may create some sort of a block for him to go forward in his life or to attempt to do new things in his life. So you have to really look into where does it all begin? Where does it all start? Most of the time it starts at a very young age, and it's not that our parents are mean harm. They're coming out of a place of love. In her case, she didn't want him to fall. That was her fear of him falling and hitting into the elephant. He was nowhere near it. Now, I know from my...
And you know what? That's a perfect example, Metamorphosis, because one fear could begin another.
Absolutely. It's very contagious. Very contagious. Fear is very contagious. But it all starts someplace or somewhere. And it's usually a learned behavior. It's not a natural behavior. It's a learned behavior. And when you talk about, you know, somebody said, well, if you didn't have fear, you would put your hand in the fire. There's a difference between instinctive protection. You know, our body knows instinctively that it will get hurt or it will burn if you put it near fire, unless, of course, you know, there's something deeper than that. You're wrong with the person. But normally it's an instinctive behavior. The body wants to protect itself. That's a little different from fear. And sometimes they get confused between instinctive behavior and fear. Sometimes there's
a
fine line between
knowledge.
The two. Sorry?
You know, or even just common knowledge, you know, common sense.
Yes. Yes.
So sometimes, you know, it starts under the most simplest of ways. The example that I can share is my own psychological I've self-psychologically analyzed one of my biggest fears, which is spiders. I cannot stand the arachnid family. I will scream like a child if I see one. And I know that when I was young, my family had bought me what appeared to me, because I was a small child, to be this enormously sized mechanical spider that would walk and do all sorts of stuff all on its own. And one day, coming home, they had opened up the door and they already had it, you know, wound up and just going, and it scared the bejeebies out of me. And psychologically, from my own analysis, I believe that that is where my fear of spiders really stems from. But then there's a part of me that even feels good about my fear and having that fear, because in my way, I have made a justification for that fear psychologically, that it's a good fear to have because there are poisonous spiders out there.
Well, yes, there are poisonous spiders out there. And, you know, you're talking about being cautious. I mean, you have to be cautious with any kind of wild insect or animal out there. I mean, you wouldn't just walk up to a rattlesnake and try to pick it up, or a poisonous or any kind of, you know, unless, I mean, there are people that are not afraid. I'm not afraid of snakes personally, but I don't have enough, I'm not educated enough to identify one that is poisonous from a non-poisonous. So rather than, you know, attempt to pick, if I did see a snake, attempt to pick it up, I wouldn't do that, only because I'm not educated enough to know which is and which isn't. So rather than do it, I'd leave it alone.
Well,
but
here's how deep my psychosis runs, okay? I will see, I'm very educated because I've educated myself on the arachnid family. Now, I'm not going to say I'm the world's, you know, most source or whatever for arachnids, but what I can say is I've done enough research to know the difference. And I can see a spider that instantaneously I know is not, you know, poisonous and is really harmless than anything. But I will still instinctively, and because of this phobia of mine, I will fear that spider, knowing that that spider is not poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how has fear of spiders got in the way of your life? How has it stopped you, or how has it really just, yeah, I guess that's a good word. How has it stopped you in what area of your life? Are you
actually
comfortable?
It has not really stopped me from any real areas of my life aside from treading into dense type of forest, because I know there's spiders out there in the forest. The only thing it really does is when I know I'm about to approach an area that could be infested with the arachnid group, I will pull myself away from that area.
Okay, so what if you? What about going into, let's say, a hotel room or an area that you're not
me there?
Sorry.
It has not stopped me there.
It hasn't kept
me from doing anything.
Yeah, because I know people who are, you know, terrified of spiders. And, you know, and because of it, you know, they're very cautious about hotel rooms, you know, a little cobweb-type spider. That even those little tiny cobweb spiders, they're terrified of them also. And so they're very reluctant about going on trips or going away because they may come across a spider. So, you know, when you think about, and there were things in my life that I can think of that I was, you know, afraid of, how it actually, I allowed it to control my life. There was something outside of me that I allowed to control my life. And, and I, you know, there were certain things I realized, you know what, I'm missing out of life because of this. Is there a lot of great fun things I could be doing, but because of it, I'm not, you know? And, you know, one of my fears right now, if you want to, you know, it's a phobia, I guess, or a fear, whatever you want to call it, and I'm working on that, is water. I mean, I don't go into the ocean.
Okay.
I'll go in, I'll walk into the ocean, but I don't go in where my my feet are not touching the ground anymore. And so,
I can understand that.
I mean, I won't float in water. No, you know, I feel if I have to float in water, I should be afloat. You know, I'm not supposed to, but that's how I justify it. But I know why, where it came from. Again, you know, in my childhood, you know, if we would go to the beach, be careful, don't go in too deep. You're going to drown. You're going to drown. Well, you know, just now, probably I didn't even know what it meant. You're going to drown. but the tone of the voice, be careful, don't go in too deep, you're going to drown, mm-hmm. with such alarm in it, it created
yeah.
this fear of deep water for me.
You see, I can go in deep water if it's a pool or if it's a contained body of water, but I can no longer go too far into the beach. I will barely even put my feet into where the waves come up now, because I had an experience at one time where I saw a dead fish on the beach, and I figured, okay, rather than it sitting here and rotting, I'll just throw it out to the water and let it be eaten by whatever else so it can be recycled in the world. And when I threw it out there, I didn't think I threw it out far enough, so I go to reach for it, and I got about 2 inches with my hand away from it, and this shark, it wasn't a very big shark, it was a, I guess a sand shark, whatever they call them, came out of the water, grabbed it, and went right back under and just about took me with it. So
mm-hmm.
ever since that, I will not go into the ocean, per se.
Well, I'll share with you this. I have a beautiful in-ground pool that I haven't been mm-hmm. in once the whole summer. So people look at me and they say, why don't you go into your pool? It's so hot. I'd rather
mm-hmm.
be in the air conditioning because my feet can touch the ground in my house, you know.
I understand.
So even something like I have this wonderful pool that people enjoy mm-hmm. going into, you'll never see me in that pool.
Yeah.
Ever. So.
All right. Well, it looks like we have another caller here, so don't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's
our next caller for today is coming under the area code 716. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Oh, I had a relationship question.
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I wanted to see where my relationship was going with my boyfriend, Sean.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take a moment to tap in, Metamorphosis, so if you're picking up anything, go right ahead.
Yes, can you, I'm actually moving the cards around. Can you please say your name for me?
Oh, my name is Audrey.
Audrey, okay, Audrey. And it's a relationship question.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right, Audrey, the cards right now, as I turn them over on... they're not really too positive. There's something going on here with this relationship that is, it doesn't look very positive from what I'm seeing, and I'm going to look further into the cards here. Audrey, did someone around you pass or someone close to you, did anyone pass away, or was anyone very ill around you right now?
My mother was ill, but...
And did you say she is or was ill?
She is kind of ill, but...
Okay. Well, no, this looks more like a male energy. But going back to your question about your relationship, it looks like there's a lot of issues here that need to be worked out. Now, your friend Sean, I believe you said his name was, or is?
Yeah, we're trying to work it out.
Yeah, well, was he involved with someone else? Has he ever married before?
Yeah, he's going through a divorce.
He's going through a divorce. Okay. And is there a child involved?
He has a 17 and a 19-year-old, and his daughter had a baby.
Okay.
His daughter had a baby.
The youngest son, he has a son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go in there. It looks like there is a lot of issues that are very, very involved here with his, I see his marriage, or you say he's going through a divorce. There's a lot of issues there, and there's also an issue with one of his children. It looks like a boy, maybe the younger one, I'm not really quite sure. But there seems to be some sort of an issue also with one of his sons that may also hold him back or he feels a little bit responsible for, and it's not quite clear, but I do see an issue there. To be quite direct with you, it doesn't look very good in the reading here. How long do you know Sean? How long are you with him?
About a year, a couple months.
About a year, okay. There is, on his end, I would say more than your end, there is a lot that has to be worked out here. I think there is some sort of confusion on really what he wants also for himself as far as relationships and commitments go. There's an issue there. Has he been in any kind of professional counseling at all?
I don't believe so. He tries to do everything by himself.
Yeah, well, sometimes we all need a little help, you know, with just someone to talk to or you know, to express what we're feeling, because there is an awful lot going on here emotionally with him. And, of course,
it's very prideful right now.
I'm sorry?
He's very prideful right now from what I'm getting.
Frightful? Is that what you said? I didn't hear you.
Frightful, yes.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of the card has a lot of emotional unrest around it. And when there's that emotional unrest, the best thing is not to do anything. Allow yourself to understand what's going on, what you're feeling. Now, of course, where does that leave you? I mean, you may also want to go for some sort of either spiritual work or even some professional counseling, because there is, the reading doesn't look very healthy right now. That doesn't mean it can't change, but right now it doesn't look a very positive answer for you. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm really close to him. I've always been close to him, so I've known that he's been going through a lot of things, so we've always been close to one another like that, so.
Okay.
Well, that's good. That's good that you can, you know, be friends. If you can be friends through this all, that's a good thing. But as far as a commitment right now or something, you know, deeper than just a friendship, I would be, take my time with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I have to jump in here because one thing I kept on picking up on was the youngest, and I don't know if his youngest is the boy or not, but I got the youngest and then I got the boy. And I'm feeling like I have to confirm what Metamorphosis was getting. There is a problem going on with the youngest boy right now, or the youngest child. Because I'm feeling like this child's being very affected by the current situation with his father and the certain situation his father's in. I'm feeling a lot of pride, but I feel that pride comes out of fear, okay? And I feel that that's his defense mechanism right now. To kind of keep his insecurities at bay from other people knowing. I feel that, yeah, he's very confused as to what he needs or wants right now. But I do know that he has the emotions for you and that they are very genuine. I just feel that he's even questioning his own emotions right now because he feels that there is a chance that those emotions might be driven just by him needing a sense of balance and security outside of his current situation.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Sounds about right.
All right.
But I've known him for so long, I can't, you know, give up on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's...
I understand.
Yeah, I don't think it's a question of giving up on him. I think at this point, it's just you know, it's good to be there for him and help him through this. But I'm not quite clear on what level you want to take it for yourself, and I think that's right now it's really important for you to just
just be a friend to him, and especially, if possible, not to put too much pressure on him with regard to something more than just a friendship, because he has a lot of pressure going on right now, and I think he has more than he can handle.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, the other
yeah.
question I have, are you close with your mom?
Yeah, I never used to be, but since I've healed myself, I'm trying to, you know, build a different relationship.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very healthy for both of you. I think it's, you know, at this particular time in her life, she's going to need a lot of your support. I do see a lot of depression around her, or sadness. And I think, and a lot of fear, as we've been talking about fear. And I see a lot of fear in the card with regard to your mom. So I think it's really important that you, you know, rekindle your relationship and firm it up the best you can. I mean, we can't undo what happened in the past. We only could be in the moment and make the moment count. And I think that's really important for you at this time, for both you and your mom.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and hopefully the information we've been giving you today really does help you. But remember, we're not asking you to close the doorway or give up on him, in a sense. What we're just asking is that you recognize the situation in a whole, and that you're able to at least keep the doorway cracked, but not put yourself on hold either.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you so much.
And
I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And you know what? The one thing I do feel is that even though it looks a little gloomy right now, there is a lot of room for change, and that change could go very positive down the road. The one thing that everybody's waiting on right now is for him to make an action, for him to make that decision and to stick with it, whether it's to stay and make what he has work out, or to go into the relationship with you and kind of sever himself as much as he can from the emotional standpoint of his past.
Right. Well, I hope he comes my way.
Okay. Well, you have a
thank
great
evening.
Thank you
so much. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Well, Lita, you've been so silent. Are you still with us, hon?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
okay.
Just trying to, I'm just here listening to both of you guys.
Awesome. Well, you know, I think we've had a great show today, even though it was pretty slow on the switchboard here. But why don't we just go ahead and end the show a wee bit early, as we always try and do. And catch everybody next time.
Is there
that sounds great.
All right.
Yellow?
I thought there was someone. I just thought someone that popped in, so I wasn't sure if they had a question or not.
Okay. Let's see here. Anybody popping in with a question?
Right, I have a chat question.
Whatever.
So go ahead. I'm not typing it in, but go ahead and type your question in. We have a chat question coming up. Hold on, you guys.
Okay. And just for those of you listening and tuning in, please visit howpsychic.com, as in how psychic are you? That is spelled howpsychic.com.
Okay. Carla wants to know, she's getting a divorce. She had a friend that I fell for. Will he come back into my life? We no longer talk because I'm still married. Well...
All right. And the name was, I can't read it
Carla.
Properly right now. Carla. Okay. All right, Carla. Well, you know what? I do actually feel a reconnection there. But one thing that I feel is until you are both out of your current situations, there will be no relationship that could unfold.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. The reconnection, from what I'm gathering, is going to be happening in the next 3.5 weeks. I'm feeling that he's going to, out of curiosity more than anything right now, just to find out how you're doing, I feel that in 3.5 weeks he is going to try and contact you via telephone or email.
She wants to know how long will her divorce take? Well, when did you file? Okay, well, you're filing
seven
this week,
months.
So it depends on your state law. Yeah. How many months?
7 months.
Well, there's your answer, Ms. Carla. 7 months. Metamorphosis, did you have anything?
Yes. There's a couple of things that came up in my cards. With this reconnection or this person that's a friend and they're not. There's also the number 3, which is a very, very strong in my reading. I do believe that there may be some communications between caller and her friend. I don't think it's going to, I think it's a reconnection, or I'm sorry, it's a communication only to bring closure. I don't think it's going to go very far. According to what I'm seeing in the cards here, it doesn't look like it's going to go very far. Also, there's something about, there's a money issue going on around her, and it could be the settlement between she and her husband now, who's going to get what, and if that's not handled in a way where they both feel that, you know, it was justified for both of them, it can drag out the divorce a lot longer than it has to. So that's something they may want to, if they can be civil about it, sit down and talk about the assets or whatever needs to be, you know, it may even also. Well, I don't see children right now in the card here, but there's something with money very strong in the card here. So that may prolong the divorce if it's not.
You know what
I'm sorry?
What I'm getting is that she might be involved in an ongoing lawsuit that's already taken place.
On an ongoing lawsuit?
Yes.
Yeah, they
okay,
do. It says, they agreed on everything on the divorce, I'm assuming. That's what she's writing because she's on the phone. And then I guess the lawsuit, she said, yes, we do. Can you just verify that again, Carla, that that's a yes to the case? I think that's what it is. So I just want to let you guys know
okay.
That's what she typed in chat.
Yeah, well, there is an issue with money here, and it could be an estate issue or something, money that was left. I don't know, but I do see it here in the cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're picking up on this.
She said no lawsuit.
Is there a money issue going on?
Is there a money issue going on, Carla?
Yes, Carla.
Don't have anything
with
a loss. Oh, okay.
No.
It could be a money issue with anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah, she said that there's no lawsuit going on right now. He has fear on everything. Okay, because I kept on getting lawsuit. Maybe there might be a lawsuit that you get involved with, or like Metamorphosis was saying, even though you guys might be agreeing on everything right now with the divorce, who knows,
right.
He might end up giving you some trouble down the road. But we're definitely both picking up on some money issues here.
Yeah.
You know, and at the end of the day, while she's going through this divorce, you know, Carla, you can't expect, you know, anyone, you know, to be around you at this time, nor vice versa. So while you're going through this transition, you know, when you do reconnect with this person, you know, hopefully you guys will have some clear paths and close some chapters in your life. But at this time, you must focus on what you need to close on and not anything else, because not one is healthy for you to be involved in anyone else at this time, because you got to do a lot of, you know, closing up with this person that you haven't married to right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hopefully the information that Metamorphosis, myself, and Lolita have been giving you here helps you down your pathway. And remember that your reconnection with this individual, from what we're both feeling here, Metamorphosis and myself, it might just be for some closure, because who knows, there might be something even better around the corner for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, as always, it's an honor, Metamorphosis, having you here, and Lolita.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's an honor to be here, and I appreciate you allowing me to be here. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, thanks to all of our callers, our listeners, and everybody in the chat room. Once more, it is truly in thanks to our callers, our listeners, that our show has been growing each and every week that we have it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, yes, we are back to our normally scheduled time period at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Namaste and good night.
Good night.
Good night.